Praise the Lord. Thank you for being patient in the delay. Good morning. It is Wednesday morning, and it's January the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2014. And it is so cold. Aren't you glad you have a warm place? I know your heart is filled with gratitude to the Lord that you have a warm place to stay. Yes, we were on the other side of the storm. Last time we met like this, we were on the front side of the storm, waiting and expecting. And of course, the storm has landed, and we're now on the other side of it, and we've seen the after effects. We're in the after effects and the experience of having gone through that. And I trust that you came through safely. God kept you from any harm, hurt, or danger. In our region, it's 11 degrees. Imagine that. And so while we are comfortable, my thoughts go to those that are not as comfortable. They're homeless, and they are people that are homeless. They are people that are waiting in the transportation hubs such as Penn Station here in the city of Newark and other places, bundling up, trying to be comfortable, which is a real challenge in this kind of weather. But we thank God for his love and his protection. We pray God's blessing upon them, and that they are able to come through, survive, and living through what is very, very difficult weather. While it's 11 degrees at the reading of the indicators, thermometers per se, with the wind speed, and the wind out there has to be doing at least 25 miles per hour. I can hear it on the as we are in the on the inside here. It's whistling out there, so that means the wind chill factor has really made the temperature at the surface of your skin, the way it feels. This is kind of subjective, but it certainly would feel closer to zero at with the combination of the actual temperature and the fact of the wind and the wind speed. As I speak, I can hear the wind whistling outside of our windows. So we praise God in all things, and we continue to thank him even though we're gripped. I looked outside earlier this morning, and it's just a frozen world. It looks like a different planet. It's just frozen and still. Everything is gripped by this weather, by the cold and the snow and the ice. On the window, there's a wonderful artistic design done by the combination of the wind and snow. Just blew up against the window, and it has wonderful design out there. However, God has brought us through, and we thank God. And I trust that you had a wonderful season of rest. I know I did. I feel refreshed. And I thank God for this opportunity where we come together as we are, and where we seek God and pray from the comforts of our homes. Father, we thank you for this time, for this day that you've awakened us, you've brought us through. We're on the other side of the storm, and it's your keeping power, and we know that you're in charge, and so we have no fear or anxiety concerning outcomes. We know that we're in your hand, and nothing can separate us from your great love. No one can pluck us out of your hand, because we are kept. We are kept people. And we depend on you for everything, because indeed it's from you that we receive all of our help. Without exception, all of our help comes from you. So we thank you today for what you've provided for us, a warm place to stay, provided health, and all of the necessities that tend to life you've given to us so freely. We have more than enough, and for that we give you praise on this day. Thank you for keeping us, and we thank you for keeping all those who are yet alive and are unexposed because of your mercy, through all kinds of agencies and means to keep us alive, keep people surviving as we deal with very, very difficult season of weather. Father, we thank you for this program this morning, this global time with Christ Jesus. We thank you for this time where we come together to lift our hearts, present our hearts, ourselves to you before your throne. Speak to us, speak to our hearts today. Give us impressions of your heart and direction by your Spirit, that we will pray back to you, your word and your promises, that gives you pleasure to be in relationship with us. We thank you because you are our God, and you have adopted us into the family so that we are now belonging to you in special relationship. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. We know that Christ is the sacrifice for us, for our sin. He is the lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth, slain for us that we may have the liberty such as we are exercising even this moment, liberty to enter in boldly into your presence. We thank you for the cleansing that comes even as we move closer to your throne today, the cleansing and the light and what you provided for us in terms of the fact that you are the bread. You are the bread of life that we partake of from moment to moment and from day to day, so that we can offer the incense of your goodness and greatness. We can praise and thank you. We can come before you and just bring the sacrifice of praise and worship. And we do that today. And we can encounter coming close to you as you come closer to us. And in this great relationship that we have in this life, like no other, we thank you today. Thank you for all of those that are dialed in to our program right now, to this wonderful time and season of prayer. Thank you for those that are streaming and will be streaming this. We pray that you would guide by your Spirit today all that is said and done. And all the praise is due to your matchless name. And all of us say amen and amen. Now today our focus is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the third person of the Trinity. And the Trinity is made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we depend on the person of the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us and to keep us filled with the presence of God, filled with all of those attributes and the qualities that allow us to have a deep relationship and an ongoing deeper and deeper relationship with the Lord through Jesus Christ. Paul prayed in the first chapter for the church at Ephesus, and he, in verse 17, he says that the Spirit of God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And we need that even now. We need that powerfully as we allow God to come closer to us and we closer to Him. We need the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So we thank God for the person of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is a person. He's not an it. he's a full-fledged person, the third person in the Trinity, Father, Son, and He is the third person, the Holy Spirit. And He's most important to us. He's the one that draws us through Christ to the Father. He's the one that works in us. And so we're told in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, and verse 6 through 7, that, let's read that. It says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." In other words, it's not by might, anything that we can do in our strength, not by power, any influence and things that we could do, but it's by His Spirit. The Lord does everything by His Spirit because He is the Lord of hosts. And the word host there implies that God is a God of armies. He is awesome. He is mighty. And so He can make the mountain into a plain, flat. He can do everything that needs to be done because of His grace. And we read that in the seventh verse, the very next verse. It says, "Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain because of the work of the Holy Spirit." So every mountain that you are facing and I'm facing and we're facing can become a plain because of the Holy Spirit, and we want to surrender to His will. We want to surrender to His purposes. Well, good morning to you again, and we appreciate you joining us on this cold Wednesday morning, January the 12th. We're here gathered for His purposes. I've opened your lines, and if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you have a note of praise, well, let it ring. If you have a praise, or rather a prayer request, don't hold it. Come forth on behalf of yourself, your family, or someone in your community or your nation, whatever, and there's plenty of items that we can pray for. God bless you. Good morning. Thank you. Someone is coming in. You're on. Welcome.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone, all the saints. I give God thanks this
morning.
Good morning,
Sister Jennifer.
I would like to give a praise report. On this morning, one of my grandsons has a birthday. He's 6 years old today. His name is Elijah.
Praise God. Elijah, the prophet Elijah, has a birthday.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for him. Such a sweet spirit and loving nature in him. So I thank God for blessing us with him. And I'd like to lift
praise
up
the Lord.
That God will just keep His hand upon him, that He would keep away all sicknesses and diseases and raise him up to be a mighty man of God, that He would put in his parents' heart what they need to bring him up in the way that he should go and direct his path. I pray for his, lift up prayer for his parents this morning, that God, they would turn their hearts towards the Lord and so get the understanding that they need to bring him and his brothers and sisters in the fear of the Lord, in the way that the Lord wants them to go. Because, you know, it's so heart-rending when, you know, you have family members that are not saved, and especially for children. I know, even though I didn't understand it from a very young age, my mother always and my father always brought us to church, took us to church, and I taught my children the same thing. But, you know, when they grow up, they go their own way, we do our own thing, but just pray that God will just bring them back into the fold. Just like I failed, I fell short, but I thank God that he gave me the strength that and the understanding to know that I am nothing without him, and I could do nothing without him, and sense enough to come back and ask his forgiveness and come back into the fold. So just lift them up this morning in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request, and we welcome it and are honored to bring that before the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the approach to your throne is a highway for us. It's open because it has signs of welcome, signs of love and grace. So we approach your throne today, your holy, righteous throne today, boldly. And we come with this prayer request for this youngster, this six-year-old that has a birthday on this day. This is the day that you ordained 6 years ago that he would enter into the earth realm, to live for the time that you have specified for your purposes and for your glory. We know that you have a design and a plan and a purpose for his life. And Father, on this day of his celebration of his birthday, his sixth birthday, we pray, O God, that as a vessel, his life, all of the purposes and destiny that you've foreordained, all of the work that he would walk in, you ordained and foreordained it, and we call it forth right now. And even at the young age of six, that you would guide his feet, have them pointed in the direction towards you, so that as soon as he is conscious and realizing of you and who you are to him, that he would accept you courageously, and he would live for you to be a blessing to his family, to his community, to his nation. In the name of Jesus, raise him up mightily. Set his feet on the rock that is Christ Jesus. Give him all of the courage and strength that he will ever need. Father, we ask you today by the Holy Spirit that you would encircle him with a hedge that protects him from every plot of the adversary, who comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But no harm will come near to him. He will be able to walk and be hidden from the eyes and the gaze of the adversary, even as he walked forward boldly towards the destiny that you've provided for him on this timeline of history. Father, raise him up no matter what. Keep his mind in perfect peace. Keep him with a sound mind for the rest of his life. In Jesus' name. Father, may the blood, the precious blood of Jesus, constantly provide forgiveness and cleansing for him through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for enlarging his heart with love for you, for enlarging his mouth with your word and with praise of your greatness and your goodness. Keep him, and keep him from the pollution that is prevalent in the atmosphere of our society and our world. Keep him. Cause him to breathe only and exist only on the pure, unadulterated, fresh atmosphere of heaven. Establish in him a supernatural, divine connection that is such for all to see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. It's a pleasure to pray and lift up and intercede on behalf of the children, on behalf of the youth, because the world moves forward on their feet. And so God must guide their feet so that the world goes forward according to the plan of God, that the nations would be an inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth be a possession for the Son, Christ Jesus. The Anointed One who has been set over the holy hill, Zion, by the Father. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, is there another prayer request or praise report? We have this wonderful opportunity today to come before him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We give you the sacrifice of praise on this day because it's due to you. It's due to you. You are the one that's enthroned. You are the great I am. You are the great I am. You are very breath. Every breath that we take and every moment that we are awake, we breathe by your grace, by your mercy. We breathe because of you. Hallelujah. So we draw close to your throne this morning. You're calling to us. You say, come, come closer. You desire to be close to us and we to you. That's how we're changed. We're impacted by the work of the Holy Spirit, your Spirit, on us and in us. We draw close today so that we have our hearts in sync with your heart, which gives us a perfect heart. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that you've resurrected us. You've raised us up. Hallelujah. While we were yet dead in our sins, because of your love, raise this up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
Thank you for your love for us.
Bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Faithfulness towards us, O God.
Yes.
Faithfulness towards us, O God. Oh, God, because of your promises, Lord God. Oh, yes.
Jesus. We can stand on your word, Lord, because your word is life and your word is truth. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That your word is life unto us,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Yes, Lord God.
Yes,
oh God, that we keep your word and hide it in our hearts this morning, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, mighty God, that you give us the strength every day, oh God, to dwell in your word, Lord God. Yes,
yes,
Lord God, it's like a river of life to us, Jesus. Oh,
Hallelujah.
We obey you, Lord God, even when we don't know what the outcome would be, oh God, that we would just obey your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord God. Even as your son, oh God, was obedient, Lord God. Oh, mighty God, help us, Lord God, as we try to imitate,
Lord
God, the Son Jesus, and walk in his ways, Father, that we too would be obedient, Lord God, in everything, Lord God. Not only in some things, oh God, but in everything, Lord God, we would see ourselves. Oh, God, and be obedient to your will, Lord God, obedient to your word, Lord God, we surrender our lives. Oh, God, we would surrender, Lord, this morning. We would stop surrendered hearts to you this morning, oh, God.
Yes,
Jesus.
Available.
Yes, God. And allow you to do your work in us, Lord God, that we would decrease, Lord God, so that you might decrease in us, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Father, this morning, we open our hearts, oh, God, to you this morning, Lord God, we lift it up to you, Lord God. Oh, God, this morning we lift up our cups to you this morning, Jesus, and ask
you
to fill us, oh God. Fill us, Lord God. Fill us this morning. Fill us afresh, oh God. Fill us, oh God, with a mind, oh God, to love and serve you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Fill us, Lord God, again and again, Lord God.
Glory to God.
Yes,
by your Spirit, with your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, bless the name of the Lord Most High.
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
God Almighty, the great I am. The Alpha,
the
Omega.
We thank you, Lord.
The beginning and the end.
Oh, God, so we should run to, Lord God. You say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah.
Yes, a hiding place.
Yes, Lord God, hallelujah. You are our rock. You are our fortress.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, God.
Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I would like us to pray for an initiative that we're taking here in the city of the great city of Newark, and I usually refer to it as a great city because I'm speaking things that be not as though they are. We're speaking in faith, and we know the history of this city, and that this city was founded by people who loved God over 600 years ago, with the purpose of it being a city that is as close to the kingdom of God in representation as possible. That is the declaration that is in writing here in our city. It's on a bronze plaque placed strategically downtown Newark for the purpose of declaring what God intends. These Puritan saints came up from the state of Connecticut to the state of New Jersey, and they founded a church downtown Newark that's called First Church.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first church, first organized church in the state of New Jersey. And it's down there. I visited that church. I've been there. And last year, I believe it was, no, it was the year before, that church in it has a history, long history, of being in existence downtown Newark. And even in the basement, that church was part of the Underground Railroad in the escape of the slaves, persons from slavery, rather, to the north, from the south. It was one of the safe places, and that is still there for all to see. But I believe it was last winter. Yeah, I believe it was last winter. We had the honor and privilege of being invited to a ceremony where, in the history of that church, and the history of that church is, I believe it's a little over 300 years old. Mm-hmm. For the first time, it had an African-American, a person of color, as its pastor right here in the city of Newark. And we had the honor of being there present for that. And it's a Presbyterian church, part of the Presbyterian denomination. And it's right at the corner of Broad Street and Branford Place. And Branford Place is named after the place that those that founded Newark and the church came from, Branford, Connecticut. And so they named that place. Just a little bit of history. But the point I'm really looking to make here is on next month, in roughly about 28 days, and I'm asking for prayer on this, real focused prayer, and because it's a strategic initiative, meaning it's something that will have, it's not only important, but it will have impact on the spiritual atmosphere over our city. Now, we've done, when I say we, I'm talking about a number of ministries and persons, including our own ministry and my own person, important work in our city to bring about transformation and using what we call the Nehemiah model. However, we've done all that wonderful work, and what is still in place is the prince demon is still enthroned over our city, such that there is still bloodshed occurring in our city at a rate that leaves us uncomfortable with that as a permanent arrangement. So we plan to come to a place of humility and repentance. So I've spoken with and have the promise of collaboration and cooperation of other leaders in our city. And on the 20th of February, please note that date. It's a Thursday, and that is the day that we plan to meet, to convene a meeting. And we're going to meet at a special location downtown Newark to be announced soon as I receive confirmation. And the reason we're doing it at that a location such as what will be announced is that we wanted to be it to be on neutral ground, meaning it's not at a church per se. And for all the reasons of wisdom, you know, we Paul asked, prayed that we agree with the prayer that we would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, because we're wanting to bring together various aspects of our city, the religious portion of our city, the political portion of our city, the social part of our city. We want to bring all of those elements under one roof for a time and a session of meeting of the minds. And we're looking to bring in a world-renowned man of God, speaker, teacher, and prophet. We're looking to bring, we have the cooperation and the promise of Dr. Chuck Pierce that he, I'm sorry, yes, that's right, Dr. Chuck Pierce, that he would be present for that, and he has a word for this city. And this convening will take place on a Thursday, approximately about 9 o'clock in the morning, downtown Newark. And I want to ask your prayers for that event. It's important to this city. We want to impact and change the atmosphere. We can do things on the ground level, but we must impact the atmosphere and the air. We must do strategic maneuvers, so to speak, at the level of the atmosphere to dislodge. Paul said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. And the high place in the New Testament, as they're referring to high places in the Old Testament, were the places where the altars were built and incense was burned towards the idols and the gods. And devils were associated with that activity. Well, the high place in the New Testament is the place where we're full of pride. And this city in the religious realm has a lot of pride embedded and rooted there, and we are wanting to humble ourselves. So this is a very special time. We're in the last few days of our 21-day Daniel fast, and it ends on Saturday at midnight. And we thank God for bringing us through and bringing us this far. And if you participated in that, we trust that you have gained spiritual depth, insight, and momentum and direction. In fact, coming out of this fast, what I just shared with you, the initiative that we're taking here in the city of Newark, came out of this 21-day fast. Yeah, it's what God has pointed to, and so God is helping us to bring it together. So I would like someone to beside myself to lift this up in prayer as we come to the last few minutes of this prayer cast on this day. Would you take up this prayer? Someone who wants to step forth in faith. I believe God will honor your prayer request along with our agreement. Someone take that up, please. Okay. One at a time. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Take up that prayer. Don't be afraid. God will bless you because you're echoing his heart and his desire. I can pray for it. I don't have an issue with that. But I'd like to give you the opportunity to participate in what is something I consider it a privilege on this wonderful Wednesday at 11 degrees. You have a warm place and where you can focus on the Lord. I would suggest that you take it up. So would someone take that up, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, there's someone, I'm hearing you, you're on. Would you go forth in leading us in that prayer, please? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tammy.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Yes. Prayer. I just want to pray for all the people that are not as fortunate, us who have shelter, and I pray that all of them are somehow protected by God from the, you know, storm that we just had, and I pray that, you know, God just continues to build me and everyone else up in his way. Amen.
Okay, Tammy, we welcome your prayer request. I don't know if you were on earlier when we actually prayed in that regard. We actually did that earlier. And on our agenda for prayer. And I appreciate you being on, and of course I trust that God will continue to work in your heart. But we did pray for that earlier. But as we come to the end of our prayercast today, the position where we are is to pray for this event that God has given to us as a strategy and a plan for the city of Newark, that the principality that is in place and in power over our city, that is permitting and desiring the shedding of blood, the murders, all of the killings, where the blood is being spilled. Yeah, we're wanting to pray for that right now. If you would like to pray for that, that God would give us the direction on what to do and how to do it, that would be good, because we're looking at having an event on the 20th of February. So if you'd like to pray for that, you can take that up now, because our program, our time is right at about the end. So if you can pray quickly for that, that would be great.
I'm trying to think how can I do that.
Okay, well, proceed.
Give us strength in your word, unite together as one to be a better people.
Yes.
And help each other.
Praise God.
And,
hallelujah.
And in building each other up in your way. And,
yes.
God, we just hope that you just give us strength in your knowledge and knowing you better. And loving each other better, too.
Yes.
be one in your way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for that prayer, Tammy. Thank you for being with us on this morning. May God bless you richly today. Let's keep praying for that that event. It's being planned, and the details are being brought together. And God has, so far, has moved miraculously, giving us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we know how to bring various aspects of our city together under one roof. That is God's plan for this territory and this region. And as you pray for that, as we pray for that event, we have the support and prayers of the entire, let me put it this way, of thousands of other saints across the state of New Jersey and even some in Pennsylvania, in support of our prayers and what we're doing here. We have that. This is not speculation. This is fact. We have the prayers of thousands who are part of the region's prayer network. They're praying for us and with us. And so I feel honored that we're allowed by God to do this and to be part of this. So pray. And for those of you who are part of our ministry, tonight there will be no gathering for our powerful Bible study as we have been doing. This gives you and I time to dig out the snow and the weather pattern, so you don't have to hasten to that tonight. We will not be in session tonight, so just wanted to update you on that. This Friday, we will be on at 7:30 in the evening. We'll have a special prayer cast of Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'll be leading that at 7:30 on this Friday evening. Just wanted to update you on that, and please spread the word. We had a wonderful time last Friday, and we're on again at 7:30. So we thank God for this program and the technology that allows us to gather in virtual space so that without even having to leave our homes, that prayers come into your home. Isn't that wonderful? So tune in on Friday evening at 7:30 sharp, and we'll be on for about an hour from 7:30 until 8:30, and that's what we did last time. And it was a real blessing. It was anointed and powerful. Come with, allow the Lord to give you a prayer item. Depend on the Holy Spirit to do that. So come with your prayer basket, not empty. Because you don't go before the throne of the King Almighty with with empty hands. You know, even as a child here in Bethlehem, the wise men brought gifts, you know, and wise men still do that, you know, women too. So God bless you, and thank you so much for being part of our prayer event today. This was Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm honored to have been your host. I'm Aubrey L. Gregory. Looking forward to being with you again on tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock sharp. And may God bless you richly this day. And I would like to give you or give us a benediction. It comes from Romans 16, 25 through 27. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith to God, only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor and Sister Liz.
Thank you.
God bless everyone on this prayer line this morning.
We receive it with your love and God's grace.
God bless all of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.